Hi, and welcome to episode 81 of the ERP Minute. I'm your host, Rebecca McCabe. In nonprofit enterprise software philanthropic news, we saw major announcements from Blackbaud, Microsoft, Sage, and Salesforce. First, Blackbaud confirmed that its board of directors received, thoroughly reviewed, and rejected an unsolicited, non-binding proposal from Clearlake Capital Group, LP, to acquire all of the outstanding shares of the company for $71 per share in cash. It will be interesting to watch Blackbaud's direction, as they appear to be signaling a focus on attracting future investors with this announcement. Then, Microsoft Entrepreneurship for Positive Impact announced a new collaboration with the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center, a nonprofit committed to growing inclusion and access for entrepreneurs worldwide. Together, the organizations aim to expand educational programming and resources available to the center's global community. It is great to see ERP vendors investing in the development of entrepreneurs, and we hope to see more programs dedicated to positively impacting the community. Related, Sage announced the launch of its Sage Foundation Growth Program Incubator to empower nonprofit leaders in the United States. The incubator is hosted by Sage Foundation, bringing together nonprofit CEOs and executive directors for a series of in-person business development sessions across the year, aimed at providing a lasting legacy of transformational impact for the nonprofits taking part. This program will likely help many organizations, and we are excited to track its impact in 2023. Finally, Salesforce recapped its philanthropy in the fourth quarter of the fiscal year 2023, ended January 31, 2023. The highlights include Salesforce donating a total of $164 million in grants, providing 7.8 million employee service hours, and supporting more than 50,000 nonprofit and higher education customers through software. Salesforce, along with many other ERP vendors, puts a focus on giving back, so it is great to see the summation of Salesforce's philanthropic efforts for the year. In other news, several vendors announced new programs aimed at assisting customers in getting up to speed and creating greater value quickly. First, NetSuite launched MyLearn, a new digital learning platform that provides access to live training and on-demand modules in a personalized and engaging environment. Training can be a significant obstacle to achieving a successful go-live, so it is imperative that vendors create these programs to empower customers and end users to quickly realize the value within their ERP system. Finally, SAP announced Grow with SAP, a new offering to help mid-sized customers adopt cloud ERP that enables speed, predictability, and continuous innovation, offering the benefits of rapid deployment and frictionless updates. This offering likely falls alongside SAP's rise, further enabling the growth of mid-sized businesses utilizing SAP. Thanks for tuning in to the ERP Minute. We are always looking for newsworthy material to share with our listeners, so send us breaking ERP news. Be sure to subscribe to our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube channels so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week.